radio station or the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A U.S. official tells ABC that a Russian anti-aircraft system may be responsible for the Azerbaijan plane crash Wednesday in Kazakhstan. ABC's Inez de la Quatera spoke with a crew member who was one of the 29 survivors.
He says they heard three thuds while they were flying over Grozny. He says that people on board actually were not panicking, but he does tell us that they're not being allowed to speak. So it was actually a very short conversation. He kept telling us that he had to get off the phone because there are people in the hospital right now telling him to get off the phone.
Russia says there were Ukrainian drone operations in the area. For the second time in about a month, a stowaway made it onto a Delta Airlines plane. The unticketed passenger discovered as the plane taxied in Seattle. It returned to the gate. The man was arrested. New York prosecutors announced the indictment of the man accused of burning a woman to death inside of a subway train. The suspect, Sebastian Zepeda, remains in custody. Immigration officials say he's in the U.S. illegally. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A big mistake from the local city clerk's office. About 200 Madison ballots from the November presidential election were not counted. Staff from the Madison City Clerk's office say they found the first batch more than 6 weeks ago, on November 12th. They emptied the tabulator bin for Ward 65, and inside that bin was a sealed courier bag with 67 absentee ballots inside. There was also a ballot for Ward 68, which was a sorting error. The second batch of ballots was found during the reconciliation process. Clerks and staff start that right away after an election. That's when they essentially confirm voter participation totals. They ended up finding a sealed absentee carrier envelope with 125 ballots. The city clerk's office says they notified the Wisconsin Elections Commission on December 20th. The mayor's office says that's when they were notified as well. Now, these 193 ballots were not enough to change the results of any race. Those of you who live in wards 56, 65, and 68 might be wondering whether your vote was counted. The clerk's office says they're reaching out to every individual voter whose ballot was found to let them know and to apologize. The clerk's office says they fell short of their goal to make sure every eligible voter has their vote counted. Quote, "We apologize to our voters and will strive to make sure this never happens again," end quote. To prevent this in the future, the city clerk's office says they'll be giving every polling place a list of envelope seal numbers so they'll be able to verify that all were counted. Meanwhile, the mayor's office posted their own statement to the city website. It calls these mistakes a significant departure from the high standards of the Madison City Clerk's office. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway says her office will be starting a thorough review of the city's election policies and procedures. She says in order to keep that high standard of Madison's election integrity, she's committed to, quote, taking whatever corrective action is necessary. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Packers head to Minnesota. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. The Packers face the Vikings at 3:25 Sunday in Minneapolis. I asked quarterback Jordan Love, besides getting a higher seed in the playoffs, how much does the rivalry motivate the Packers heading into this game?
I mean, all the motivation is right there. It's division opponent. Obviously, they beat us first game, so we're going into their place, and we want to get some of that revenge that we're looking for.
Matt LaFleur said that Jair Alexander will likely not play again this week. NBA, the Bucks let one slip away at home last night to the Brooklyn Nets in the final 3 minutes, 111-105. Brooke Lopez, who had 20 points, was held to just 2 in the second half.
They definitely changed our flow and got us away from what we do. You know, it's not about me getting shots or anything like that, but just us being aggressive, playing side to side, you know, and hitting whoever's open, getting guys open, available, getting their guys off them.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have some dense fog this morning. It is going to be drizzly, foggy, cloudy here all day with rain likely by later this afternoon. Our high today, 44. Rain tonight, between a quarter and a half inch of rain possible with a low of 36. Tomorrow, some rain in the morning, some gradual clearing in the afternoon with a high of 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Hi, this is John from the John and Gordy Morning Show. Dane County Humane Society believes pets make wonderful gifts for those ready to welcome a new family member. Before getting someone a pet, Dane County Humane Society recommends discussing what they're looking for. Even better, offer to take them to the Dane County Humane Society to find their new companion. This way, you can be part of the process, and they can experience the magic of finding their new best friend. Learn more at giveshelter.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no healthcare policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to the best of the Stephanie Miller Show.
And the journalists in this room help protect that freedom, and we cannot ever take that for granted. So, Mr. President, I thank you for your decency on behalf of my grandfather, and I thank all of you, almost all of you, for your decency as well.
There it is, decency. That's what it's going to be all about. You know what? I don't know whether to play love music or hate music. I think I'll just go back and forth.
Okay.
To say hello to former GOP Congressman Joe Walsh. Hi, Joe Walsh.
Hey, Stephanie Miller, I mean this. It's great to be with you, and I have been a fan of yours from afar.
Aww. Well, I was going to say, I think when you called yourself a divisive hole on Nicole Wallace last week is when I finally fell hopelessly in love. There's nothing that makes a woman hotter than a man admitting he was wrong, and I just have to say...
I should be extremely hot, Stephanie, because that's all I've been doing for 6 years.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yes. Joe, for people that don't know, tell us what, because we are literally at like, oh, the rapist isn't going to pick the puppy killer now for vice president in your party. What has happened to my dad's party, to your party?
It became an authoritarian embracing cult. I know that sounds kind of trite by now, but I started saying it 4 or 5 years ago when I left the party. Steph, it's not about ideas. It's all about homage to this man, because the base of my former party is really pissed off. And this man said, I will go after the people you hate. And they've clung to him and they've never let go.
How much of it, Joe, we've mentioned this before, about people just don't want to be wrong. They don't want to feel like they've been conned. They don't want to feel like they lost. And Donald Trump plays to all of that, I guess, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's a big part of it. Look, again, you know my history. I come from the cult. I'm a reformed MAGA gangbanger. but I still engage with these folks every day because they used to be my friends and my supporters and my radio talk show listeners. I lost them all.
Yeah, you get called the C word almost as much as I do, Joe.
Oh, my God. You and I share that stuff. My God. I'm a traitor. I mean, when you leave your family, you become a traitor. Many of them do have a hard time admitting they're wrong, but we underestimate how strongly these folks still believe in what he is.
Okay. I just, because I can't, He is so despicable, Joe, that I can't help but think you were despicable if you support him. Yes. I just don't. We are what, 88 felonies in? I don't even know what thing to focus on anymore. We're in the first of, you know, four trials, right? You tweeted, democracy dies when you check out. Oh, they're both bad choices. Tough. Stay in the game. Vote. Then pick up a history book. Democracy needs you. I mean, really, democracy is the only issue. But I also, you know, I also take issue, Joe, with the whole, you know, lesser of two evils. We always play this audio of Lindsey Graham crying, Joe, crying back when he was Lindsey Graham about how God has never made a better man than Joe Biden.
If I could bring one person back to life, Stephanie, it would be John McCain, because John McCain would whack Lindsey Graham upside the head every damn day. Mm-hmm. What a disgrace he is. But like all of my former colleagues, look, nothing should matter more than the preservation of our democracy, because this man would do away with it. But Stephanie, look, to his base, and I hear this every day, and I've heard it for 6 years. They've given up on democracy. Like, they want a certain America back. They don't believe the democratic process can get it back for them. So they tell me every day they want a dictator, a strong man, to do it for them. That's scary stuff.
Yeah. But it is interesting that Colin Jost talked about decency. That I really do feel like here we are, Joe. Like, have we at long last no decency in this country? I mean, I hate to say it, but Kristi Noem, cruelty has become a bug, but a feature of the Republican Party. You can go with candidate after candidate in the Republican Party.
Amen. Stephanie, when I was a Republican congressman, and especially when I was a right-wing radio talk show host, man, the crueler you were, the better. Yeah. The meaner you were, the nastier you were, your ratings went up. We were all incentivized to feed our audience the right in America, that stuff. I couldn't take it anymore, but it works.
And let's be honest, the radio talk show host is already the lowest form of life. So
no, doesn't matter. By the way, this is why I love you. I love radio. I miss radio. When I opposed Trump publicly, I lost my show. Radio to me is like so intimate. And you're so good at it. So keep it up.
Thank you, honey. No, but we've had this conversation a million times. You know this to be true, Joe. The people have said if you would go back to your roots, to your dad's Republican roots, you'd get 500 stations tomorrow and be a multimillionaire. And I'm like, I couldn't do it.
You had syndicators tell you that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it is. But that's what's, you know, so frustrating on our side is that I'm like you. My democracy is more important to me. I mean, I look forward to the day I go back to hating you, Joe Walsh. Do you know what I'm saying? We fight about actual issues, but you are wrong about everything else except.
Well, I was wrong about plenty. And I say often how I haven't changed. I've always been kind of a Tea Party libertarian. But, Stephanie, I can't lie. I woke up on a lot of the cultural issues. I was a jag-off 6 years ago if you'd have said Black Lives Matter to me. Now I understand what that means because I spoke to Black Americans. I used to go crazy with the 64 different genders because my audience wanted to hear that crap. But again, so I've woken up on a lot of the cultural issues. But my right flank, they still get off on that stuff, which is why they're fed it.
Well, you personally, it's because you fell in love with a lesbian radio host.
I am in love with you. Yes. Oh, my God.
Joe, were you visited by three ghosts? Seriously, what happened to you?
Stephanie, people ask me all the time what finally changed. It really was his election in 16. When he became president and I finally started to pay attention to him, I'd go home every night from my radio show and I'd ask my wife, my God, do I sound even a little bit like that?
Yeah.
He woke me up.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, look at you. You're woke.
Proudly woke.
Yeah. Right on. You know, we just got talking about what's going on in college campuses, Joe, and I thought, you know, the other thing, first of all, I might be too old to understand it. I understood Vietnam. It was our war. We were sending a lot of American kids to die unnecessarily. This isn't our war. I feel like Biden is doing the best he can in a horribly difficult situation. I don't understand what Jewish kids have to do with Netanyahu's policies or Muslim kids have to do with Hamas. Do you know what I, and so I sort of am at a loss. And I do think there's a lot of, as you know, outside agitators that, you know, Republicans now want to rush in to be able to say, you know, we stand with Israel and condemn this or that. And these are the, this is the party of Charlottesville. This is a party that routinely has Nazi flags show up at their rallies, right? You know, very fine people on both sides.
I am. I'm very pro-Israel. Look, Stephanie, this is a bad issue for Biden. It's a bad issue for the Democrats because I believe, and you and I could have a fun conversation about this, for a lot of different reasons, Republicans are very pro-Israel. But this issue divides the Democratic coalition, plain and simple. There's pervasive anti-Semitism on the left that the country's being exposed to. Stephanie, I don't think most of these student protesters are protesting because they want a ceasefire. I think a lot of them, in their mind, they just oppose Israel. They think Israel's bad. And that's a problem for Biden because he's right in the middle of it.
Netanyahu has a lot to do with that, though, Joe. I mean, that's what, you know, I guess you were, oh, somebody tweeted, you retweeted, all of us together are confronting the shocking reality that a group of Yale students has declared the center of Yale off limits to those who do not share their political views, particularly since their intent and effect is to rid parts of Yale of Zionist Jews, among others. And you said protest, sure, but you can't be allowed to block off a piece of campus from everyone who doesn't share your views. And you just also said, newsflash to the world, Jews aren't going where Israel isn't going anywhere. Deal with it. You probably have heard me say my dad was a Nuremberg prosecutor.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just, this part, Donald Trump, Joe, and the Republican Party, I'm sorry, they are anti-Semitic and anti-Islamic. Whatever side of this issue you're on from any point of view, this is not your party. They are not, they are the Muslim ban party. They are the party that Nazis gravitate to. I mean, it is just, as someone was saying, this is like, there's not a basket big enough for the deplorables in your former party.
They are, Stephanie, my former party is the party of intolerance, plain and simple. Keep everybody out. The reason Trump won is because when he came down that escalator in 2015 and he said, I'm going to build a wall and keep brown and black people out, the Republican establishment went crazy, like, this is horrible. But I went on my radio show that night, and every Republican person out there loved it because they wanted that. I agree with all you're saying about the Republicans. I really do. This particular Israel issue, though, is a problem for the Democrats because they really are generally divided on how we should relate to Israel. And Biden, I think 20 years ago, Biden could have addressed it. I just don't know if he can right now.
Yeah. Okay.
And it scares the crap out of me because Donald Trump is evil. Yes. He's anti-democracy.
Yes.
And Stephanie, if the damn election is held tomorrow, he beats Biden electorally. Mm. And that scares the piss out of me.
You're also a potty mouth, which is why I love you. You actually called yourself a divisive last week, and I love that about you. But, you know, I mean, Joe, I think that's the thing, is you and I long to get back to where we're actually talking about real issues, you know, and it's just, there's such a huge, like, fight against disinformation. I mean, we're not even dealing with one set of facts as Americans anymore. What do we do about that?
So here's the deal. I'm older than you. I'm an old guy.
Oh, now you're really trying to get in my pants.
I don't. Stephanie, man, we are starting something. I will, in my lifetime, I could never, ever run as a Republican again. I think it's done. I think that party is on this train track and it's never getting off. I'd have an easier time becoming a very conservative Democrat. We need to get back to the issues, but that party won't. I think maybe in the next couple elections, you may see a viable new center-right party.
Yeah. And then I'll hate you again. But there's something about handsome former Republican congressman that triggered my daddy issues.
Oh, God.
And I didn't yell David Jolly's name out once during this interview, have you?
There you got me. There you go.
But I say it over and over. I'm joking about, you know, my dad was the vice presidential candidate. And guess how many puppies he shot in the face, Joe? Zero. Zero. I mean.
Hey, we don't know. Stephanie, we don't know if that's going to hurt her chances to be Trump's VP. I mean that.
Yeah.
I mean that.
Yeah. And we've already bonded. Well, first of all, you have two beautiful labs. And then I said I have two little, you know, Shih Tzu Yorkies. And you said those aren't even dogs. And then I hated you again.
Maybe dogs.
They are dogs. I mean, but it is a bipartisan issue, you know? I mean, I'll never forget. I told a story, right, Chris, that Sean, when my beloved St. Bernard died many years ago, quite suddenly, Sean Hannity wrote to me and said, you know, because he's a big dog person, too, and he wrote and said, I'm so sorry, and whatever, and he said, can I buy you another dog? Aww. And then I went, oh, I'm a liberal. I don't buy dogs. I rescue them. Oh, I hate you.
But that was nice of him.
But it was nice.
It was nice to reach out.
Nice.
Yes.
That was nice.
Kennedy's an idiot. But
yes.
I mean that. But Stephanie, think about this. I got elected with Kristi Noem. I got to know her pretty well. She's no dummy. Think about what went through her head when she wrote that in her book. She believed that would help her with the base of her party.
Thank you.
She believed that.
That she bragged about it. That she thinks it's good. That someone was there an editor going, it's real good what you did. Yeah. Tell the story about the rabbits again you boiled. I mean, Joe, yeah, go ahead.
No, Steph, here's my problem, though. This election is too close.
Yeah.
And none of Trump's trials mean anything. Him sitting his big fat ass in court every day doesn't mean anything. Somehow we all have to, this lovely coalition of you and I, Tea Party guys and good, decent progressives, got to come together and carry Biden across the finish line.
And listen, people like Michael Steele, at least they're honest. He has told me he is the scorpion that is going to sting me when we get to the other side of the river.
Oh, he's a big puppy. He won't sting. By the way, I will protect you, Steph.
Protect me. Yeah. Michael Steele, that mean man. My dad was RNC chair, too, so I got so many daddy issues going on. You have no idea. Joe Walsh, thanks for coming on. I've been wanting to get you on forever, and thanks for just caring about, you know, just country over party, about democracy, about decency, as Colin Jost would say, right?
Mm-hmm. You rock, Stephanie. Thanks.
No, you rock, Joe Walsh. I never thought those words would come out of my mouth. Love you. See you again soon.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
He is. There he goes. God bless the United States. God bless America. He's going to help us save it.
God bless the United States.
Shut up, you orange toothless moron. Mm-hmm. Okay. Not you. Oh, pardon me. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, no, I don't have a thing. Yes, I do. 21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Being Done. Thought I was done with Joe Walsh. Not.
No.
I'm done with debt, though, Chris. Done with debt.
You're done.
Talk to the hand, debt. Talk to the hand. Sorry. That got a little stupid in your face. Okay. But you know how. High credit card, interest rates, loans. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Done with Debt is your lifeline. They have ingenious new strategies to help erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiators knows how to get debt out of your life permanently. None of that boomerang debt, mister.
Nope. Not at all.
Without bankruptcy and without a loan, that's just going to make it worse. Stop picking the scab. You're going to make it worse.
Stop hitting yourself.
Stop it. Done with debt. The experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But hurry, some debt solutions are time sensitive, as you know. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com.
Who do you think you're talking to?
Stephanie Miller.
Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrated the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and we need your support. Alert. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You'll get our newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. From now through December 31st, join FFRF for 50% off membership. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
If you've turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
Celebrate New Year's Eve in the heart of downtown at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Usher in 2025 by chilling to live jazz, feasting on a surf and turf dinner, laughing your way through live comedy, and party hopping between disco with VO5, classic country with Frank Martin Bush and the Names, and a DJ dance party. When the night is over, your guest room is a safe, warm elevator ride away, and you can start your year off right with our outstanding New Year's ballroom brunch. Find your perfect package at concoursehotel.com.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
Stephanie Miller. You're listening to the best of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Words I never thought I'd speak. Joe Walsh was a delight.
He was. He really was.
Funny. Yeah, he tweeted, all five Republican candidates raised their hand. This is in Georgia, when asked if they believe Trump was the rightful winner of Georgia's 2020 race, which he lost to President Biden. Joe just said today's Republican Party in a nutshell. Tweeted another one, Arizona State Senator Jake Hoffman, one of the so-called fake electors charged in the Arizona 2020 election, a subversion case, announced he's been elected as RNC National Committeeman for the state.
Yep.
Today's Republican Party in a nutshell. Yep.
Crooks. They're all crooks.
Oh, my God. You got to, like, thank him and Liz Cheney for speaking out for just sanity, decency, democracy, even if we disagree.
Losing their jobs.
We didn't get into this. Mm-hmm. We got a little into, which we don't obviously agree entirely on, the campus situation in Gaza. But he said a few years ago, voices on the left shouted defund the police. Democrats didn't push back hard enough, and they got tagged as defund the police party. Voices on the left now shouting from the river to the sea, if Democrats don't push back, they'll get tagged mm-hmm. again. Mm-hmm. Well, as we said at the time, first of all, the media is no help in this, because no actual sitting Democrat wanted to defund the police.
Right.
So that also was sort of unfair reporting of it in the first place. And again, as we were saying, it's hard to tell. Some agitators, there's no Democrats saying from the river to the sea, you know.
But, anytime a Democrat, an elected Democrat goes in front of a camera, they need to push back against
that. I agree.
And, Ilhan Omar, the other day, she said she's been very vocal about supporting Joe Biden, democracy's on the line. But it's just, I think we all have to be so careful because this is such an emotional issue. Mm-hmm. But she said, she was speaking out against anti-Semitism, rightly, on the campuses. And she said, no one should be targeted, even if they're pro-genocide. And I thought, no people of good faith are pro-genocide.
Exactly.
Right? And exactly. So anyway, 29 minutes after the hour, Amy Yazbeck, next.
Yay.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. After Madison West High School's football team was mistakenly left out of the playoffs this year, coaches have gone to the drawing board to create a new playoff process. Here's Jimmy Kuska.
A proposal to change how Wisconsin high school football teams qualify for the playoffs and are organized by division has overwhelming support from coaches. The Wisconsin Football Coaches Association says of the 400 head coaches responding to a survey, 350 of them, or 87.5%, support the WFCA's proposal, which would eliminate computer algorithms from the playoff process. This year, the WIAA admitted it made mistakes in setting the playoff field, leaving out Madison West and Greenfield. Now the plan goes to committee and could be up for a vote as soon as February for implementation as soon as the fall of 2025. According to WIAA data, there are approximately 425 high school football programs in Wisconsin, of which 240 make the playoffs. I'm Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Kuska for Civic Media News.
If you want to see the full proposal, you can go to WIFCA.org. The next step is a coaches advisory committee meeting on January 7th. And chances are you've got some leftovers in the fridge right now. Officials from the Department of Natural Resources say please eat them while you can, because leftover food creates so much waste. DNR Organic Waste Management Specialist Ruth O'Donnell.
Recently, the organization ReFed estimated that on Thanksgiving, over 300 million pounds of food was wasted in the United States, and that represented more than $500 million of groceries thrown away.
If you're not quite sure how to repurpose what's in the fridge, a quick Google search could help you out. And some have already taken their trees down, while others will leave them up into the new year. Here in Madison, the Streets Division does two rounds of Christmas tree collection. The first starts on January 6th. The second begins on January 21st. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The warmer temperatures are bringing areas of dense fog and rain this afternoon. Becoming more widespread and a bit heavier overnight, it does wind down by early tomorrow morning. With around 3/4 of an inch of rain expected, the sunshine does try to peek out tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlow. Currently, it's 42.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
The can of coffee that I had here for our coffee maker, I don't know what happened to it, but it tasted like cigarettes the first time I brewed the first time I brewed the coffee maker here. I don't know if I've gotten used to it or if the flavor has just gone away somehow.
Maybe people are putting their cigarette butts out in that can and you didn't know it.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Consequences for someone your age, the physical and mental health effects, poor decision making, and the confusing legal aspects these days. So what do you say? Can we talk?
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Listening to the best of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Did you hear what Donald just said about the major Civil War battle? Quote, Gettysburg, wow. Trump's speech was so embarrassing, the statue of Robert E. Lee surrendered again.
Come on, Doug Brandon. Kathy Griffin tweeted, I love that President Biden sat down to do an interview with Howard Stern. Very smart. Howard has turned into one of the great interviewers our generation.
Has. Absolutely.
I would say the interviewer of
even
our generation.
Even better than you, Stephanie.
Oh, come on
just
now.
Pish-tosh.
We're serious XM suck-ups, but it was fantastic. Fantastic interview.
Yeah.
Speaking of magical people, look who's here. Beautiful actress Amy Yasbeck, my old friend from I've Got a Secret on the Oxygen Network and just general awesomeness. Hi, honey.
Dad?
Hi, honey.
How are you?
Oh, I've missed you madly.
I'm wide awake.
You look a little shocked, actually.
I am a little shocked. I'm shocked because I'm looking at myself, which it's the kind of thing actors do. And I've turned into the old lady that wears pigtails.
Can I say, you look. Yeah. You do not look a day older than when we did I've Got a Secret on Oxygen Network.
Let's
you
are the something. It's a little thing called makeup, lighting, and I think there's a filter on this Zoom. Do I have a cat on my head?
Don't use the cat filter.
Okay.
Anyway,
was that the
you
Stephanie?
Are the
Stephanie,
smartest.
Wait. Remember the cat filter guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
How was that not the funniest thing that ever happened?
It still is.
Cat like did his look.
It still is. It's always funny.
Even if AI takes over and we're all robots or whatever, it was worth it for that.
Yeah.
Welcome to my TED Talk.
That and every newscaster having to say pecker endlessly is just my favorite thing in life right now.
Especially Jeffrey Toobin when they would cut to him.
Yes.
And they'd say, something pecker. And he's like, here it comes. And it never happened.
Oh, no.
I think it's different than what actually happened.
Dreading the Chiron, the pecker Chiron underneath him. Okay. All right, let me just say you're the smartest, prettiest, funniest girl in the world. You were always the one that guessed everything on I've Got a Secret.
Here's the thing. Did everybody who saw that show knows how much fun that was and we had fun? That was a crazy show that made me know that I should be a profiler or something. And then I'm not. I'm just an actor and whatever else I am. I didn't know that about myself.
That cast, so Terry Garr, Jim J. Bullock, you, I mean, it just was, and so you, and you brought your husband, John Ritter, as a guest star one time. And it
I'm
was
the widow,
of,
he's the Ritter.
There you go. But I got to say, that was one of the most wonderful experiences of my life, getting to work with both of you guys. I've said it just over and over. You're not only so smart, so funny, but so nice, both of you. And I just was, I always talk about you and John and Stella in Hair and Makeup. And I've got a secret, because you were the best, funniest parents. I remember you guys doing Jerry Lewis to Stella together. And
I'm going to lay in something right now.
Okay.
That I could probably only lay in on this show, and be that as it may. That kid you're talking about is now a handsome young man.
Oh, okay. I did not know.
These are the things.
How old is he?
He's 25 years old.
Oh, God, we're old. Oh, God, we're old.
And he's a writer and everything else.
Wow.
The comedy and the weirdness lay-in is always there.
Oh. Yeah.
As we know, gender doesn't matter. Nope. Being able to do a crossword in pen does. No, just welcome to my
job. Or just I seriously wonder what it would be like. You were the funniest parents. You seriously both at the same time were like, "Hey, Stella. Hey, lady. Look over here." And I was like, "Oh my God."
I don't know. And it's, you know, of course, horrible. John died. 19. Well, I remember when this was all orange groves as far as the eye could see. You ever start to say like 20 something, but you say 19, like somebody goes, "What happened in 19? And people are like, 1900s? It's like, yeah.
Did you just become Lillian Gish?
She did.
Yes.
I have to say, I know it's just because news cycles are so horrible and just, you know, rapists running for president and puppy killers. And I just have to say.
When I heard the puppy killer thing, I thought of you and like how your head must explode. I just remember you like dogs.
Yeah. Oh, God. Well, there's a lot of dog lovers in this guy. Yeah. Who knew it's wildly unpopular shooting puppies in the face? Who would have
seen that? Who hates her enough to say, "That's cool, put that in"?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Who did? I know she didn't check in with any. No publisher. No editor.
Yeah.
No. Nobody went. You might wanna.
Yeah. What? Leave that.
Okay.
Out.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Anyway,
this is not my TED talk.
But anyway, I just I don't know why there's so many stories about you and John and it just stick in my head. But you were just dealing with loss. The way you talked about it was just so moving. I think you talked about laying in bed with Stella. Do you remember that story? And can you tell the story? Was she? Lifted her hands up.
Oh my God! Are you going? What, you're going back to that?
Yeah.
That was a crazy moment of. I think a kid trying to wrap their head around developmentally what death is, and you and I still can't probably wrap our heads around. But for a child, it was just like drop them. Mm-hmm. It was like heaven.
Right.
And I was really like laying in religion or anything, but you definitely no atheists in a foxhole or when your husband dies and you're trying to explain it to your 5-year-old.
Yeah. And you said daddy went to heaven. She was just like, drop him. And you said, what are you doing? And I'm just telling God to drop him, give him back.
And that doesn't work. It turns out.
Yeah. Oh, well,
it doesn't work. But so in lieu of magical thinking, I went to my nerdy practical science thinking. And the minute I heard, which I did not hear on the night that he passed away, you know, because he died from a misdiagnosed aortic dissection, treated for a heart attack, which is it's not kind of the opposite. It's in your chest. That's about all it has in common.
Yeah.
Like a heart attack is a block in your heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you treat someone for a block in their heart, but they're actually dying from a tear in their aorta, everything you do for it
is wrong,
right?
Yeah.
And it's very, very, very common for aortic dissections to be treated as other things. God forbid you are, you know, the pain, you come in with chest pain and you are darker than a paper bag, drug seeking.
Yeah.
Or it's all in your head. Is this a rough period this week?
After 20 years,
I've heard it all.
I haven't talked about, this is 40 years ago, I haven't talked about my dad a lot, but, you know, my dad had just lost vision in a right eye a couple times. You know, that's a sign of, you know, possibly a stroke, blockage.
Yeah.
So he went in for an angiogram, which is just the test. It was like right after I graduated USC. He went in for the test, the angiogram, and they hit a clot going in. It sprayed clots all over his body, caused a stroke and a coma and then death. And I mean, we always suspected a medical mistake.
John died during the angiogram because the angiogram is where they're looking for your heart attack that they've diagnosed. I'm going to get now the TED talk.
Thanks for coming.
Splash. What is the chest pain and they just go for it. John didn't have an X-ray. Mm-hmm. Which is not the gold standard, but you do see it. You actually don't see the aorta being aneurysmal or big. You see everything else moving out of the way. It's called I call it the Gloria Steinem because I try to remember it, the medium steinem, whatever it's called, the stuff in there. we have to have the mnemonic devices for the ADHD of us.
Yeah.
And no that, no echo, no nothing. It's like a little bit overweight, 50. He was about to turn 55 this week. Walks in and they go, chest pain, heart attack, boom. And that's how it happens a lot of times. Angiogram, they were doing, right? You go up through the groin, through the aorta.
Yes.
To put dye, look in the heart. And sadly, I mean, they showed that at the trial.
Yeah.
On Valentine's Day. So that was great on 2008.
Amy, we went through the same thing where one doctor's like, well, in retrospect, maybe we should have gone in a different way. Like, are you saying, oops, sorry, we killed your dad? Like,
yeah.
And I remember, you know, we all thought, like, we maybe should do a lawsuit to prevent other families from going through this. And my mom didn't want to. She didn't want to look like, you know, she was trying to make money off of it. But, I mean, well, it is heartbreaking.
I got so much crap, and yet it brought so much attention to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And people were in the, because I, now, honestly, I didn't think I'd be, look, I'm wearing pigtails. I still think I'm a kid. I'm an idiot. But the 20 years that have gone by, and it's not like in a blink of an eye. It's like every day I talk about John. I've set myself up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every day I talk about John. Every day I talk to people. I have hundreds and hundreds of, like, families.
But you're helping. You're helping so many people. I mean, that's the thing. It's just you're. I know it's your pain, but you've turned it into.
It is weird, but yes, I'm just, and so much awareness has come out of it, and research. I mean, we make money to fund research, millions of dollars worth of research, and there's even a. There's John. We didn't even say.
I was just going to say.
Foundation for aortic health.
Yes, John Ritter Foundation. You're doing an Evening of the Heart fundraiser May 9th at the Sunset Room here in L.A. You can go to JohnRitterFoundation.org. But
we've linked to it on all of your social media and all that.
Amy, talk a little more about what the John Ritter Foundation is and what it does.
Foundation immediately started after he died, and people were like sending in lieu of flowers, here's $50, $100. And the first tranche of it went to, is it, that's the word, and it is, but I have to act like I don't know, because if I get something else wrong, it makes sense. What? Wow. USC Theater Company, I didn't know, you know, theater program, which was great. And then in the intervening months, somebody, there was like a lady going, oh, my husband died. Check out at Long's Drugstore in Brentwood.
Yeah.
And it's like, my husband had the same thing, aortic dissection. I'm like, oh, so sorry. He's like, no, he's in the car. He's waiting to pick me up after my shift. I'm like, you can live? I mean, I didn't know anything about it. And so I did, you know, deep Google research, which I do not recommend. And I did it just to see what was not there. And I thought, how do we put, like, the real information there? And it's very highly genetic.
Yeah.
And the woman who was doing the above the title kind of genetic research in this, I reached out to her. And so then 2010, there was the John Ritter Research Program in Aortic and Vascular Diseases, which is genetic research done in Houston.
Fantastic.
So we have moved the bar, or whatever the F people say. But every time, you know, you and I talk about John, it's John. Yep. It's not an aortic disease.
By the way, since you brought up USC Theater, you know that I have a very esteemed degree in drama from USC. And can I tell you how many times I had to sit through a John Blankenship story about how great John Ritter was when he was at USC? So I was already predisposed to not like him.
Through a John Ritter story, hearing how great Blankenship was?
I'd hear one more effing. And then he could not have been. I just remember how generous of spirit he was. He was so sweet to me when he came and did I've Got a Secret.
He was really... You know, here's something crazy. That's not crazy. Of all the blah, 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 it was interesting because John was most absolutely turned on by if I was good at something, if I was smart. You know what I mean? When I was quick, and he said one time to me early on, I'm talking problem child one times, like 90. Well, I remember as far as the eye could see, orange groves, whatever. And he said at one point, oh, you're the funniest woman I know. And I'm like, that's sexist. I'm like, why do I have to be the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I said, I want to be the funniest person you know. Don't think of me as a woman. And he's like, that could be tough. But it made me so happy on that show because in real time, there was a lot of improv going on there.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. You were so hilarious. And but I just remember he was so sweet and complimentary to me in a way, not in that Hollywood Bolt kind of way, in a way that where you're like, oh, my God, it was not just John Ritter that said that. But, just that he was so generous of heart and spirit, as you know.
And he became just absolute torrid lovers with Jim J. Bullock. We know that.
Yes. That's well, we all did. Yeah. We've all been changed Jim J.'s.
Right.
We've all done Jim J. Bullock once.
We've all done at least once.
Oh, my God. Can I just tell you, I have so much insomnia. I watched some movie with John Ritter and Connie Selica from, 1937.
The last fling.
It was fantastic.
It was 1937. The first talkies.
It was the first talkies.
Connie Selica's voice sounded like this. Glenn Close actually dubbed her. That's what we call Glenn Close, but no cigar. Yes, for free! Oh, my God, I didn't even turn around.
You're the funniest woman ever.
All right, you're the funniest woman ever. John Ritter was right. JohnRitterFoundation.org. Amy Asbeck, yes, we love you. What's good? What's that?
Oh, what's that?
That's John's dad, Tex Ritter.
Yes.
Who probably died of an aortic dissection. John's brother had an aortic aneurysm in the exact same place as John's, but got it treated.
Oh, wow. You are doing such good work. I miss you. We love you so much. Come back anytime, all right?
Tell Jody I said hi.
Hi.
What? She's my friend.
She knows another funny redhead. Yeah.
Oh, I'm not a redhead, Stephanie.
Neither am I.
We established this.
I know. I shared a dressing room with you. Okay. That was a beef joke.
Love you.
Did I tell you my joke?
No.
What does a woman in pantyhose and Brooklyn have in common?
What?
Flatbush! Good night!
Flatbush! Yay! All right. Good night, Amy Asbeck.
Thank you, Amy.
And honest to God, good luck.
Is John Ritter not right? Is she not the funniest man in the entire unit?
She is.
Okay. No, no offense to Carol Burnett. Okay, 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Modi's. Bonnie and Clyde seriously, seriously, seriously love this food.
Yep.
Raw, freeze-dried. That says everything you need to know. You get all the convenience of kibble. It's dry to the touch, pantry safe, shelf stable. But it is delicious. It's turkey, beef, duck, salmon. It is all superfoods. Remember I did my health reset during COVID?
Yep.
This is what I ate. All the superfoods. There's kale and spinach and sweet potatoes, salmon. All of the stuff so good for your doggies. They love it, love it, love it. You can just feel it. It does your heart good. I thought I was feeding a premium dog food, and what did I come to find out? Of course, meat meal is the first ingredient.
That's not good stuff.
Right? Some dog foods are made by, like, candy companies or something. This is made by a veterinarian that Forbes magazine has called the miracle worker. Get it. Get it. Save up to 54% off your Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures. They're a little treat. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Okay, you know what? If I'm not allowed to be snide, you're not allowed to be condescending.
Amid holiday prep and gifts arriving on doorsteps, keeping your home and family safe has never been more crucial. Why? Because FBI data shows the holidays see a sharp rise in burglaries and theft. You need SimpliSafe now. And right now you can save 50% on a new SimpliSafe system, their biggest deal of the year. Unlike traditional security systems that only kick in after someone is already inside your home, with SimpliSafe Active Guard outdoor protection, monitoring agents can prevent crime before it starts, seeing and speaking to suspicious individuals in real time and requesting 911 dispatch before they even reach your door. With no long-term contracts and professional monitoring plans starting at $1 a day, it's no wonder SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report for 5 years running. Head on over to SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on your new system with a select professional monitoring plan. That is SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Remember, there is no safe like SimpliSafe. Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrated the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and, of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You'll get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 and join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
This is Gordy with John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX. When you text into our show or any WMDX program, know that our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial. Package with less. Visit rocketindustrial.com and we'll be watching out for your text.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Clothes that fit your style and your life. At Equability, they adapt your jackets, pants, and more for dexterity or mobility challenges. Feel confident, comfortable, and ready for anything. Visit EQUability.co to make your clothes easier to wear today.
There was a man outside of Madison who wanted to move and had a lot to prove. He called the Aaron Weber Group at Compass, and after they helped and helped, he felt a kind of numbness because the Aaron Weber Group helped so quickly and they all had hearts two sizes too big. He had another idea, a wonderful idea. He decided to have Aaron Weber sell his old abode as well. And all because with over 240 Zillow reviews, it wouldn't be too long till he told the news of the Aaron Weber Group and Compass at movetomadison.com. You're a nice one, Mr. Weber.
You're listening to the best of the Stephanie Miller Show.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by the Genius Cell that Amy Yazbeck must be using.
Right?
She looks exactly
she looks
she did
so good
when we filmed I've Got a Secret back in 19...
This is the 90s, wasn't it?
Yeah, if I'm going to have people on I did shows with 20 years ago, I'm going to need to up my Genucel game. Genucel celebrating their 25-year anniversary by giving you an extra 25% off
Whoa.
Their already awesome Mother's Day sale prices, making this Mother's Day sale Genucel's biggest sale ever. Right now, get Genucel's best-selling popular package. Features that Gen 90, that new, ooh, it's a new miracle.
Oh.
If you get results in minutes and the top-selling under-eye bags and puffiness serum for over 70% off, save big on all Genucel top-selling products for a younger, more youthful-looking you. Troubling forehead wrinkles, fine lines, bye-bye. Skin redness, dark spots, gone. See those pesky bags and puffiness disappear right before your eyes. For a limited time, 70% off, you heard me right, plus the extra 25% anniversary discount off top-selling packages during the Genucel Mother's Day sale. Once the sale is gone, it's gone, man. Gone, baby, gone.
Gonzo.
It's a gone girl.
What?
Huh? Order yours right now. Get the Genucel jawline treatment. Limited inventory is available. Genucel.com/Stephanie. Go to Genucel.com, excuse me, now and get a free spa box and two bonus gifts and free shipping. That's Genucel.com/Stephanie. Okay. Blah, blah. Amy Yazbeck, amazing. Amazing, amazing. Beautiful, amazing. Aaron Rupar says, Eric Trump to Maria Bartiromo. Right now, New York is failing. You can't go into a CVS and buy skin lotion because it has to be locked behind plexiglass. Mary Dixon said, who says skin lotion?
Right.
Buffalo Bill.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It puts the lotion on its skin or it gets the hose again.
She said, weirdos and freaks and serial killers. And when's the last time either of these gargoyles went into a CVS?
No kidding.
Thank you. Thank you. Exactly.
I can't imagine any Trump in a Dwayne Reed.
No, neither can
God.
I. Mary in Michigan to take us out. Hi, Mary.
Yes. Hi. I just wanted to say something in response to the guy, Joe, whatever, Walsh.
Yeah, yeah.
I just wanted to say, look, just understand that there can be two truths at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or more than two truths at the same time, whatever. And it's only really one response for what's going on. And this, from the river to the sea or whatever, is crazy. That's not going to do anybody any good.
Exactly.
Yeah. I offered a liberal solution. Let's get a group deal at The Hague with Netanyahu. We'll throw in Bush and Cheney. We still have some Iraq business to take care of.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Hi, this is Megan Senf, office manager at WMDX. Remember to stick to the four main food groups, candy, candy canes, candy corn, and syrup.
Where's the donuts?
Yeah, we want donuts. Yeah.
Happy holidays from Civic Media.
Not happy without donuts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Authorities in New York announced the indictment against Sebastian Zepeda. He's the man accused of setting a woman on fire on a subway car. Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez says investigators are still working to identify the woman who was badly burned and believed to have been homeless.
We know that there's a family just because someone appears to have been living, you know, in this situation of homelessness does not mean that there's not going to be family devastated by, you know, the tragic way she lost her life.
Canada's foreign minister and public safety minister are meeting with Trump transition officials today in Florida. President-elect has been suggesting Canada as the 51st state on social media. NASA's Parker Solar Probe is radioed back to Earth after entering the sun's atmosphere. It's expected to start sending data back on New Year's Day. And tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is worth an estimated $1.1 billion. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.